My thoughts are with the guard that is very seriously injured at the present moment and undergoing an operation. I'm sure the Gardaí are investigating all the facets of this investigation. And this is the dangers, inherent dangers by Gardaí and frontline staff in general that I have to put up with each and every day. And I know from personal experience with the loss of life here in Donegal of two members of the Garda Síochána due to incidents involving motor vehicles, and one of them who was on my unit, young Garda Robbie McCallion, that, you know, these are the dangers, inherent dangers Garda have to put up with each and every day. But not only the Garda, I mean, I have done a lot of research on frontline staff and all facets of our services, and it's truly frightening to see the numbers who are assaulted or intimidated each and every day, right from healthcare staff to Gardaí to prison officers and even teachers. It's truly frightening.
And would you be, I guess, like you said, you talk about being frightened there, and are you fearful towards the attitude, I guess, obviously the vast majority don't have this attitude towards people in this line of work, but would you be fearful that the minority has towards this, or even that, would you be looking for maybe more protections to be put in place, or I guess where do your thoughts go when these events occur?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, when these events occur anyway, you know, where people are injured, on frontline staff are injured, you know, that's a big worry for the staff themselves, because there is a time for recuperation, and is there adequate counselling put in place to ensure that those staff get back to, you know, full health and are able to work again. Some staff might never come back. They might just leave the job. And that's a big worry for all staff and frontline staff, including members of the Garda Síochána. And I think it's a sad reality of today. We're living in a very angry society in some ways. There are a certain cohort of people that are constantly angry at everything and everyone. And you know, that anger is borne out by the statistics we see through media and other archives, that, you know, the increasing number of assaults on frontline staff is truly worrying, and it's truly shocking. And I'm not just saying that just in relation to frontline staff, and generally the public as well, on the people in public who are going about their business in every day, who are a fear of intimidation assaults.